I have to admit, I have never heard the term. What is a laborist?
An OB laborist is a physician who basically practices primarily obstetrics. They are the individual who is on the obstetrics unit 24/7, 7 days a week. For here at St. Mary's, we have an OB laborist, a board certified OB laborist, who is on the unit to attend to the patients 24/7, again, 7 days a week. We admit the patients, we evaluate the patients in triage, we assist the attending physicians in managing the patients in labor. Our primary function here is really safety. In the event of an unusual occurrence, an emergency, we are able to perform the deliveries, start cesarean sections, and again, attend to the patients 24/7. I think the important thing for any mother who is in labor is to have that access, the immediate access to a physician to answer their questions, to have somebody who can immediately attend to their needs. It's a dynamic process, and I think it's really a very special thing that we do have physicians who are readily available.
So where are these doctors if they're not caring for their patients?
Their doctors are very busy people, and they're in the office, they're doing other surgeries. The life of an OBGYN can be very complicated. And so here at St. Mary, we do have that benefit of having the laborist available to the patient, so it allows the easier flow for the attending physician. The attending physicians are always kept abreast. They are completely involved in the labor process. And they are usually there then for the delivery.
Is the use of laborists a new thing?
I think OBGYN is starting to evolve. In the past, when you were an OBGYN physician, you basically did everything. You saw your patients in the office, you delivered them in labor and delivery, you did GYN surgeries. Obviously, over the years, our field is becoming more and more complicated. So it is starting to divide up into various groups. So the laborist model, and there's various laborist models across the country, has really started to emerge. In places like California, for instance, you see a lot of laborist models, and in fact, they've taken it to the level where you see people as an outpatient, you see your physician for your prenatal care, and then when you have your baby, you come to the hospital, and the laborist's service will take over and do the delivery for them. So there are various models. That is not the model we use here, because our patients are still very much interested in having their providers and physicians or midwives deliver them. So we have really a sort of hybrid model here.
It seems a bit unusual for a hospital to add labor services when many hospitals are getting out of the baby delivery service.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, our focus here in having a labor service, and in addition, by the way, to the labor service, we also have a midwife who's on call with us 24/7 also. So there's actually two individuals who can attend to the laboring mother here at St. Mary. But again, yes, in the climate today, this is a very comprehensive service, which is unusual from a cost perspective.
It has to be a safer model for the moms and babies to have somebody available 24/7.
That is our function. Our main function is safety. We're monitoring the fetal tracings all the time. We're available to the nursing staff, and I know the nursing staff loves having laborists on because we really work in tandem together. We're one single group, one big team that is able to really keep a very close eye on the patients. And yes, most people labor and there are no issues. But truly, when you have an issue, you want to be able to intervene in an instant. And again, I think that that's a great benefit of the service here, because then we don't have any delays in what we need to do.
Is it difficult meeting a woman so late in the pregnancy process?
I don't necessarily think it's difficult. Obviously, it's always a benefit to know people ahead of time. But again, many of these women, we do know them because they've come through triage. We've been able to get to know them, especially women who have, you know, complications that they have to come through labor and delivery more than just for their, you know, labor process. So we do get to know them. It is a challenge when you meet people for the first time because you do then have to get to know them in that admit process, etc. But I think we do a very good job with that, and we try to really connect with our patient and the families.
And finally, are there any drawbacks?
I don't think there's a drawback to the system. I just think the biggest difficulty is expectation. I think since the laborist picture is relatively new in this area, I think people just have to really understand what that model is, that they will be seeing a qualified physician, a caring physician who's going to be taking care of them in the interim when their physician is not there.
Dr. Jatarowicz, thank you.